I need a listing. I need a listing of this next part.
We're going to do board appointments, and then I will go into mine, and I'll give you the agenda, unless you want the agenda right now.
Can I have it?
Yes.
I just like to simmer.
Thank you. And we are back in session from recess. First item of business is potential board appointments. Discussion, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. I'd like to move that we accept Chip Mason as one of the open positions for the Taney County Park Board. His term would expire December 31st of 2014. It's a three-year term.
Motion to second that.
Okay.
Well, gentlemen, are we in a process of nominating? If we are nominating, since there are two positions, are there any other nominations for that particular appointment or appointments? Is that the only one?
Well, do you want me to name those people that I have of interest, but that I'd only have one more other than Chip?
Would you have one?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Brenda Howe.
I'll amend my motion to approve Brenda Howe and Chip Mason. Both those terms would expire 12/31 of 2014.
I'll second.
Okay. Those are the only two positions that are open?
Yes.
There's been a motion made and seconded to appoint Chip Mason and Brenda Howe to the Park Board with terms expiring 12/31/14. Any discussion about the nominations? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. We have
you
a.
Had to say aye first.
Aye.
Is that like? Didn't it sound like you voted against us?
I just said it so quietly you didn't hear me stick my eye in.
Okay. Sorry about that.
There are a host of other boards, gentlemen. Do you have any other thoughts about any other boards at this time?
I'd like to make a statement about the board appointments, if you don't care.
Yes, sir.
The board appointments that we have, and it's been quite a process getting those straightened out, because we had a lot of people that had left boards that had extension of terms that other people filled out their terms and then just kept right on serving as they were, like they were appointed to 3, 2, or whatever the term was that they fulfilled. And so we went through and trying to get everything to where we start appointing the boards at the first of the year. And as that term expires, then there'll be a new appointment. There is another park board appointment that will be looked at. Shortly, I think it's a term that was filled by someone else that was actually on a medical leave, and so we'll have to look at that also. There's in each board, I had people meet me on the street or talk to me about board appointments that sat on boards and wanted to know why that their board was being looked at that time. As I explained to them what we're trying to get done here, and that they had sat on the board and fulfilled someone else's term. And so they didn't understand. They thought whenever they took the appointment, it was 4 years from the date that they took the appointment. It wasn't that. It was a fulfillment of the other person's obligation.
Right. So let me clarify then regarding the two appointments that were just made. They do not begin at today's date. It is a term that began January 1st of this year.
Yes.
And will expire 12/31/2014.
Correct.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. That's right. Thank you. That's what I was trying to get across, right, as I made the other statements, because a lot of people, right, misunderstand their board position. Some people, after they've sat on a board a long period of time, they just like we do, unless it's documented, they forget what their term, when their term expires. And so any term that is not, isn't it right, Mr. Paulson, that any term that is not expired or that expires and the board member's on there and it's not fulfilled, that that person goes ahead and serves until fulfillment of that board?
There are statutes that provide that in the case of certain board members.
Right.
And where it doesn't, I think you can reasonably take that point of view unless it prohibits your doing that.
Right.
Well, what I'd like to do is have staff send a letter to these individuals that they have been appointed and what the term of the board is from January 1 of 2011 through December 31 of 2014. I also think it would be prudent on our parts to put together information regarding each board, what the responsibilities of the board are that we appoint, and certainly send those responsibilities in written form to all of the board members that are out there. It would be very helpful when we are looking for individuals to serve on the boards for them to know exactly what the responsibilities of that individual board is and the particulars of when they meet, how often they meet, and what is expected of them when they serve on the board. So while that is going to be a time-consuming chore, it's one that we definitely need to do. And not only that, I see members of the media here. I think that that would make good stories each time that we come up with a job description for what those boards are, perhaps, to run on a weekly basis, what the Parks Board does, what the SB 40 Board does, Airport Board, etc. But we need to do that. We need to nail down what those responsibilities are.
Is there another board that we could possibly work on? Is the SB 40 board? And we received an email from Max Lytle, who is the
executive director.
Yeah, I'm sorry, executive director. I was looking at an email. Executive director of the SB 40 board. And last year we had asked them as they have vacancies that they do their due process of collecting applications, resumes, and then make recommendations to the commission. And I believe we received a letter last week from the SB 40 board with their recommendations. And I'm pulling that email up right now, sir. Oh, maybe I am. Here he goes. So the members that I am going to, I move that we appoint Sherry Caulfield, Tim Connell, and Don Ingram to serve a 3-year term on the Taney County Board of Development of Disabled, the SB 40 board, with their terms expiring also 12/31/2014.
Would you repeat those names for me again?
Sherry Caulfield, Tim Connell, Don Ingram.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, they have a policy in place wherein they advertise, they accept resumes for those positions, and then they make a recommendation to the county commission. Is that how they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last year we toiled over. We got 6 resumes for, I think, 2 positions, and we asked them if they would refine their process.
And let me say, all the candidates last year were it made it very difficult to make the decision. They were all good candidates. And also, this year, I know we received this resumes and documentation mm-hmm. from these. There were other people that were interested to sit on those boards that had contacted me, but that I'm assuming by their resume not showing up in this, I haven't had time to call them to find out, but I'm assuming that by their resume not showing up in this list that they didn't apply. And so I'm willing to go along with the appointees. Some of the people that contacted me are well worthy of sitting on the board, but and I would like every person to have an opportunity to serve on a board that
is interested in county government and the efficiency of making sure that that particular board operates like it should. Now, I second the motion.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Motion's been made and seconded that the county commission appoint Sherry Kaufelt, Tim Connell, and Don Ingram to the SB 40 board. Discussion. I need to know when that term would expire.
12/31.
All three?
Uh-huh.
Of which year?
The 2014.
Gentlemen, you've heard the motion and the second. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
Now, there's one thing that we could talk about on the Transportation Advisory Board, and we can talk through that real fast, is that when we formed the board, we set them up at staggered terms. However, we also wanted to give everyone 12 months before their terms actually started. So what I'd like to do is go ahead and we have six of the seven positions who want to continue on and serve their normal staggered terms, as it's laid out in the bylaws that we created for this advisory board. We just need to make the motion, but I guess my question is, I probably need to have those terms in front of me. This is strictly these applications are strictly park board people only.
The whole thing will happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what we'll do, just for to make sure I'm correct on the dates, I'm going to repost the board appointments for that because I don't have the exact dates in front of me of what terms expire, what days.
Well, is it something that we could continue until later today?
Yes.
Why don't we postpone that until a definite time, and then when we do that, we can come up with and make those appointments.
Let me look at the agenda for today, and then...
And the reason I say that, guys, we've got a lot of boards that
we shall vacancies.
Need to be taken care of.
Right, and it jeopardizes a quorum in those boards if we don't get that taken care of.
So we could probably bring it back up around 1:30. So a motion to postpone to a definite time of 1:30 today.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to a definite time the discussion of boards today at 1:30. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried. Nikki.
I place this week's agenda in front of you, gentlemen. I'd just like for you to review it, please.
Ron, I know you're attending a funeral on Wednesday or Thursday. We might as well just strike whatever we have on that day and completely off. And I think that you're going out of state, so it may be multiple days.
My wife and I are going to drive over to the funeral tomorrow morning and attend the funeral at 10:30 and then drive back. It's in Carl Junction.
So let's.
With what's on the agenda, Jim, I'm going to agree with you on that.
It really just was a work session.
You're right. So let's just take Wednesdays completely off. We're not going to meet on Wednesday, and there's no reason for anybody to think that we are.
Okay.
I know that we'll be posting some things later on. I just don't know.
Let me ask a question that was prompted by the comments that Mr. Nosalik made this morning. Nosalik? Am I pronouncing that right?
Nosalik.
For example, Thursday, work session, personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policy. What reason might there be to go into executive session for that discussion? We probably told you to do that.
Yes,
all right,
did.
I get that. I'm just asking why we did that.
We need to take it off. I would like to make sure.
I believe initially.
I know we don't go into session unless we have a valid reason that complies with Sunshine Law, but if we don't suspect there's going to one, then it's my feeling we shouldn't post it.
Okay. That could be partially my fault because I wanted to, and actually when I looked at the executive session on this, there was a personnel issue that I needed to address, and I seen it had, I looked at the point three, which I knew was personnel, didn't look at the rest of it, thought it would be covered under that, but it doesn't address it, so I'm with you for taking it off, and we could list personnel.
Do we think we should do the same thing on Friday?
Yes, sir.
Yes, take it off, but I mean on Thursday, if you gentlemen want to, I would like to add a personnel issue on.
Well, let's do that in
litigation.
Okay.
Well, specifically, if it's a personnel issue and litigation, we need to post it separately.
Okay, well, let's post it Thursday then.
That's what I'm saying. We'll take this off and then post it separately.
At 9 a.m.
9 a.m., I believe, is what I'm hearing.
Do you want the work session completely taken off?
I'd leave the work session because we still haven't finished the meeting process, and if we don't get that done, that won't take executive session.
And the agenda process, so that it will be consistent.
Would you add the agenda process on that wording, please?
Meeting and agenda process.
Yeah, just add the word agenda process there, too.
We can always incorporate that into our personnel policy or meeting process.
Right.
That's part of it, so. Okay.
One thing I'd like to bring up.
Let me ask.
The request an agenda item is that I'd like to, there's some old business that I'd like to kind of clean up. Bob knows what I'm talking about when it comes to a motion that we made back in 09. Mm-hmm. I need to post probably the subject matter would be Southwest Airlines. I think it's the subject matter I'd have to post, correct? Because that was the subject matter.
Well, you wouldn't have to necessarily post it that way, but, you know, you could post it that way.
Well, how would I post it?
You might as well post it that way.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
That's fine. Southwest Airlines.
Okay.
I've got another one, but
Which day are you referring?
Thursday or Friday? Probably Thursday, since we're going to be here meeting anyway. And then we need to have may go into executive pursuant, is it the dot 12?
It might be one. It might be 12. I would.
Would you get with Bob and see which executive?
Could be both.
Okay.
Is this something that we need to go into executive session over?
I would say we do.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And also there is a. I don't know how we want to list it. It is something that I was a part of, but voted against. But I've got something that was put in the minutes. That needs to be brought before this commission for them to vote on.
Have you approved the minutes already?
It was past commission. It's not anything to have to do with this. It has to do with personnel.
You mean prior?
Prior.
To me being here?
Yes.
Are we going to be talking about
prior to Strauss being here? So.
Specific identifiable stuff about one person or personnel?
No. Well, no. But I don't know how to go.
We can just post the subject and if
open
it's not
session.
Open session.
Open session.
Post it and we'll.
It wasn't, the vote wasn't taken in open session when they took it.
But it became public 72 hours after the vote was taken.
Maybe it did and maybe it didn't. I didn't ever see it.
Well, it should.
Well, I didn't ever see it.
Okay.
So I don't know whether it's effective or not. That's the reason I was wanting to bring it up and clear it up.
I wish that you would meet with counsel and tell counsel what that is so that we can do
whatever we need to
correct.
Do.
Correct.
All right.
So, and then we'll go from there if that's all right. I want to ask you guys, and I'm sure we have to post it if we're going to be together, but I've got two filing cabinets and about five boxes of paperwork sitting outside my door that was left there by the previous presiding commissioner. I need to go through all of that information. But it would be fruitless for me to do that on my own because I don't know if it's relevant or not for the future. And I would like
up there
I would like you all to sit with me at that desk upstairs and let's go through that information so we can get out of the hallway. And if there is relevant information, that we'll keep it. And if it's not, we can get rid of it.
So how do you want to post that? We need to post something upstairs. Just go through this file cabinet.
Post it and carry that into that room where we're all going to be, because you all are going to be telling me what some of those files are, because I don't have any idea.
How do you want to do that, Bob?
Well, it's simply a document retention issue.
Okay.
Yes, but if the three of us are together, it needs to be posted. That's yes. What my...
So let's post document retention.
What date?
Thursday.
To explain a little bit about that, there's...
How about 10:30? 10:30 Thursday.
There's maps. There's different projects been discussed over the last 6 or 7 years that I know, and maybe prior to that, that are all in a box. And some of those were paid for with county funds, and I want to make sure that those that need to be kept are retained. Others are things that were just somebody's idea about wanting to do something, and they brought in a map of a certain location. It's stuck in a big box, and we've got...
We just need to go through it. We need, if there's any action, we need to make sure, or get it back to the rightful owners, if it's road and bridge or whatever, right. Sewer, P&Z.
Well,
post that upstairs, Nikki.
Okay.
Another question. Do we want to discuss the Highway 160 off-highway building? I know that each of us has been approached about that, because the individual that approached me told me he had chatted with each of you. Is that something we want to have a discussion about? I'm talking about the ambulance district.
Yeah, we just need to have a discussion. If you want to invite them to it. Nikki has something to think.
Yes, Nikki. I have an individual who called the office asking to be placed on the agenda. I told him I needed to confer with you gentlemen prior to, but right now I tentatively have it for the 2nd of March.
Okay.
So we're already scheduled. I'm sorry.
That's
2nd
okay.
of March. All right.
Well, what this new process we're trying to introduce is that she has a request form, and she's going to present all the requests, and so that's what you've tentatively got it on the agenda, so we could have all the documentation, because I don't know what their proposal is.
Yes.
So you haven't put it on the agenda yet, but that's what your hope is, if we say go with it. That makes sense?
And what you're saying is we're not posted for it, so we can't say anything about what we're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
Can't discuss it.
Well, yeah. We're talking about agenda, guys.
I know.
If it's whether or not to put it on the agenda, that's...
I think we need...
We can do that.
The 2nd's great.
Yeah.
What time are you thinking, Nikki? 10 o'clock?
10 or 10:30. I mean...
How about 10? And you'll send out meeting requests on those?
I will.
Okay.
Since we're on agendas, I have one more request. Mr. Randy Hayes came into the office last week. He wants to discuss Iowa Colony Road. He would like 3 easements approved, and he would also like to discuss the project and... possibly a value for the easements, like have a video, just discuss the road in general.
Could he be ready Thursday?
I told him the 2nd. I told him the 2nd as well.
Okay.
Because you asked for a certain amount of days
I know
to be
that
prepared.
The project they're working on right now, they're trying to take the curves out of the Iowa Colony and widen it to a 20-foot driving surface. So I'm assuming that it's a pressing issue. Because I know that they're getting ready to deploy equipment out there. Is Thursday right?
It's planned for paving in 2011 also.
Okay. Gentlemen?
I'm at your disposal, whatever you gentlemen want to hear.
Could we squeeze it before the 10:30?
Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're always squeezing him. How much time does he need?
30.
Okay. Do we have time? We can only start before 9 o'clock, too. It's not like we have to start at 9.
Right now, there is a personnel and litigation issue in closed session. The Southwest Airlines in closed session.
How about 8:30? Post him at 8:30.
8:30.
Well, do you guys get with that on Thursday?
No, I'll get a look at my calendar. I think I'm supposed to be meeting somebody else.
I think Nikki won't be here.
I will not.
I think she's going on vacation. Somehow that slipped through, guys.
What are we going to do then?
That's where we're going to have our agenda process meeting without her.
Will 8:30 work?
It will if I can get this thing passed February the 22nd.
I'll give you a shortcut. Drink real fast.
Are phone assists allowed, Counselor?
Okay. Are phone assists allowed?
Shout out.
He's good with 8:30.
Okay.
8:30, all right. Randy Hayes, correct?
It's Iowa Colony.
Got it.
And you'll post that. You'll send us it.
I will.
Okay.
Anything else on the agenda, gentlemen?
I can't think of anything right now, sir.
Mr. Hayes may have two or three items. I don't know how you're going to post that, just Roland Bridge. That's what I would post, if he's going to have other items that he used to talk about other than...
He only wants to discuss Iowa Colony Road during that particular meeting, which is what he told me.
Okay. What else, Nikki?
I just have a couple of questions on a couple of items. We've received a few phone calls about when spring cleanup is going to be.
Okay.
I know last year we did it, I believe, April 16th and 17th.
Friday, Saturday?
Mm-hmm. This year it would be the 15th and 16th if you so chose to use that same time.
I like 15th and 16th.
That's fine. But do we need to post that?
For discussion?
We'll need to post it officially, but yeah. I mean, that's the tentative date.
That'll take 2 seconds on Thursday if we want to cover it.
Let's do it Thursday.
That's fine. Post it Thursday for spring cleanup.
And next?
Okay. I received a call from Merriam Woods, and they were asking about piggybacking Watini County on salt. I'm sure that's an item that does need to be posted.
When you say piggyback, in other words, within the same bid?
Yes, within the same bid, getting the same pricing.
Bob would have to look at the bid, the bid requirements we have, if we can basically sell it at cost to Merriam Woods.
We've already bid it?
We already have a bid.
We have a bid.
Oh, so they're wanting to see if they can get...
We just have to look at the terms, I would think, if we can do that.
I mean, if there's nothing in the contract or the bid that says that we can't purchase on behalf of other people, I would imagine we can enter into a new governmental agreement to do that. But I'd want to make sure that we have the okay with the vendor.
No, I question whether or not you can do it post the bidding process, but if there's a provision, I'm all for it.
But if we ordered it, we've been in an intergovernmental agreement to sell it.
Oh, to sell what we have on. I see. I'm sorry.
I don't want to sound like a disagreeable person, but with those situations that we have, yes, a positive attitude is great. Thank you, Ron. But the problem there is the amount of salt that is needed and the storage space that hadn't been acquired yet for salt. And the purchasing of the salt through the summertime, which saves the county several thousand dollars. We have lots of questions to be. And if we do for one, we have to do for all. And I'm not sure that that's the right way to go about it. I'm not trying to make everybody at Merriam Woods mad at Mr. Strahan, but I do think that there's a lot more questions to be.
Next year.
So he doesn't have to be reached.
We'd like to post that.
Yeah, I would think, first thing I would do is get with Linda, get the salt bid, what we're operating under, and then probably get a copy to Bob and just let Bob review it to see what our options are. And if there is some options, Bob, then why don't you let Nikki know and we can post it at that point. If there's no options, then...
Merriam Woods would always have the option of going out to state bid as well.
They do have the state bid option, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't know that. So, and I don't know what our price is compared to the state bid, so... Nikki, you may want to...
I can get with Linda.
Yeah, you may want to pass that on to them, too. They always have the state bid to operate off of.
Okay.
Nikki?
There was a question from the Road and Bridge office as to whether Jack's shop, which is out by the mechanic shop, could have access to Internet again. 6 weeks ago, our old administrator had told them no. They're asking again.
Do we know what the business reason is? What do they need access for?
I've been told that it's so that they can view the weather.
Okay. I need to think about it, guys.
I don't have to.
I was being polite. I'm not ready to post that, Nikki.
Okay. Could you just let me know when...
Those are minute administrative discussions that we're all these things that we're talking about, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I think so. What else you got?
I would also like permission to send out a wellness committee application. We have 3 openings.
Okay.
On our committee.
Okay.
Can I send that out to employees?
I'm good with that.
Yes, that's fine.
Ron, we have is it a 7-member board?
Yes.
We appointed a 7-member board for the wellness that kind of oversees the wellness center and then also helps set direction for wellness within the county as county employees. So, but
is it the commission that makes those appointments?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You know, if I were on that board, I would be seeking someone in the courthouse who had a legal background so that they could really help them, right? And that utilizes the service.
You want a board to serve on? You feel left out? No, go ahead. I'm good with you. So, Danny, you're good with that?
So I can email it.
Yeah, we're good with that.
Okay.
All right, that's all I have. Moving on.
We can jump around since these are not in any particular order. We can do this one toward the end of the session here.
Okay.
We can jump around because they're not specific time.
Nikki, just before you walk out, the map and infrastructure we have posted, I think sewer and IT is going to be involved in that. Do you know what time they're supposed to be here?
I believe 11.
11 o'clock, uh-huh. Okay.
Mapping's going to be here at 11.
This meaning that since we have outside and we can do this one at any time.
Let's do, I was the one that asked for the discussion regarding Sunshine Law.
Uh-huh.
And if I may, I'd like to read from the summary of Missouri's Open Meetings and Records Law. Missouri's commitment to openness in government is clearly stated in Section 610.011 of the Sunshine Law. It is a public policy of this state that meetings, records, votes, actions, and deliberations of public governmental bodies be open to the public unless otherwise provided by law. The law sets out specific instances when a meeting, record, or vote may be closed. While stressing these exceptions are to be strictly interpreted to promote the public policy of openness. Now, the commission has come under criticism by some individuals who feel we have not acted in compliance with the Sunshine Law. The facts are, We have followed council's recommendation and will continue to do so. However, the Sunshine Law changes on an annual basis, and I feel this commission would be well served by contacting the Attorney General's office and establishing a Sunshine Law workshop here in Taney County. Further, I believe we should invite city, school, fire, water, and other officials to participate in what I believe will be a constructive and informative workshop. I would ask that you allow me to draft a letter of invitation to all political subdivisions within Taney County to establish a day for Sunshine Law Workshop and to invite the AG's office and other pertinent speakers to address what I feel is a critically important subject. Coincidentally, in speaking with our counsel about this morning, he informed me something that is happening in March, and Bob, I'd like you to address that, that's sponsored by the AG's office. Would you pull that microphone up, Bob, so that...
There's a press release I noticed it was from last year, where March 14th to the 20th of last year was Sunshine Law Week, and I assume that they're having a Sunshine Law Week again this March. They've actually appointed Tom Durkin as their public education director. They give over 172 presentations on average per year on the Sunshine Law, so it would be nice to at least coincide at least generally with the Sunshine Law Week established last year. I don't know if we can do it that quickly, March 14th through the 20th approximately, but be nice to coincide with that at least generally.
Well, it would be wonderful if it would coincide with that. And like you, I am not sure that we can put it together that quickly because we're talking about not only this county commission and all the committees that we appoint that are also affected by and have to live under the Sunshine Law, but all of the schools, the cities, ambulance, fire. I mean, there are a number of political subdivisions within the county that would be well served to attend this. And I would like to call on Commissioner Straffas to find a location because this room would not be big enough to host the number of people potentially that could come to that meeting. And that we begin discussions ASAP with the AG's office and with other individuals who have expertise within the Sunshine Law that we can call upon for presentations, whether it's 4 hours or whether it's 6 hours, whatever length of time that we decide upon, could be dictated by what the AG's office says is normal and how long it takes. But the sooner we start on that, the better. There are a number of people, obviously, who are confused by the Sunshine Law, at times elected officials. So we need to call upon those individuals that are best informed, that can provide us with the answers we need in a general session, not just through speeches, but hopefully through workshop sessions where questions can be asked and answers can be given. Regarding a plethora of dealings with and through the Sunshine Law. So I just think it would be really important to do this. It would be really helpful to me personally, and we want to make sure that we live within Missouri law, and to do that occasionally we need to reach out and bring in those opportunities for training as we can.
The actual updated dates is March 15th through the 21st. That's the official dates for this year. And once again, they're traveling, planning to do at least that many presentations, at least 172, if not more. So, but anyway, I'd be more than happy to try to find a location that would be suitable.
Might be in a school, might be in a large city hall, although that may in itself not be large enough. I don't think that the ambulance training facility is large enough. I know.
We've got great parking and obviously big areas over the Point Lookout Graham Clark terminal, the airport, the Taney County Airport. We've had meetings there. Good parking, you know, it's a good public access area, central to the area. So we'll solicit some dates and see if we can't get those posted out there. It may be after the 21st, but it doesn't really matter as long as we have it and get it on the schedule as soon as possible.
Let's begin just the thought process to put together an initial letter to invite other poly subdivisions to get involved.
Okay. They reference a website, sunshineweek.org. It's the national week is the week of the 13th. So,
gentlemen, you have in front of you a list of refund abatements that have been pending for some time. I know that we've been through those. Is there a motion to accept them?
Motion to approve refund abatements as presented to February as of today's date. Second. I think there's a total of 27.
I'll second that. I've looked through them.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the refund abatements as presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
What time do we have? We have 10:15. We have two things left on the morning agendas. We've got the workman's compensation RFP that may go into executive session pursuant 610.021.12 if we needed to. And then the other one is mapping infrastructure, which is slated for 11 o'clock. That's when IT and sewer are going to come in and talk about joint usage of the GIS system and see if we can't collaborate and not have to purchase a duplicate system for the sewer district.
What time is that scheduled for? Is there a time?
We have it because we have so many people coming over at 11 o'clock. So we've had 45 minutes on that.
Your recommendation is to go to... Which work item?
We might as well go to the RFP, the workman's comp.
Gentlemen, as you know, the workers' compensation that this county carries expires, I believe, March 31st. Mm-hmm. It's the third year in a three-year process. Mm-hmm. I would recommend that we do an RFP for workers' compensation and that the form that we utilize be developed here. Linda, how timely? Could you step up for just a second? I'm going to pass this around to you all, but this is a generic request for bid for insurance. I wish you'd take a look at it and just make the changes that are necessary. You don't have to do that this very second, but make the changes that are necessary, provided this county commission agrees to go out for bids for workers' compensation.
We traditionally go, 21 or 28 days on any bid? Because 28 would be pretty tight.
Actually, for insurance purposes, I wish that you all would consider 60 days. Insurance companies need the time to... that's not going to happen here, obviously, with this bid because the time frame is the 31st. But when we look at medical and health, hospitalization, which, by the way, as I understand it, we can rebid at any time.
Right.
And we just extended
our liability,
our comprehensive vehicles, et cetera, at the first of the year. So, I see that Dixie has come in also. I think that we need to be looking ahead for that time that we will set for the benefits for employees for bid as well. But workers' compensation, it's my feeling that we should go out to bids.
I still think we have time for a 28-day because I want to make sure. Do you think we have, it looks like we have time for 28 days, so we don't have to break the process for that. Unless I'm reading the calendar wrong, I believe that we've got time for that.
I'm fine with that.
One, two, three, four, yeah.
I would suggest that if, in fact, we're going to do that we begin the process of putting together the information that all companies are going to need to bid.
Right.
Can you email this to me?
Perfect. I hope.
because of the complexity of workman's comp, I would probably think we're going to want to hear from providers. Is that probably correct? I mean, because I know the complexity of what we've got right now. You know, we have dividends because of, we've been in the program for 3 years, so we got. I just want to make sure we're not giving up anything in what we're getting with the new ones. And I know there's two front runners, our existing insurance company, and then some other companies have expressed interest. So we probably could set those dates up right now too, though.
I think that right now there'll be a minimum of three companies that are going to be competitive.
Right. That's how I see it too.
Well, if you want, I'll work you through what I am suggesting Linda put together under general specs.
Okay.
I believe we should create a bid form so that all bids are uniform. And we want to break down, show the premium for each of any desired coverage that we want. It will contain what I've given her, are simple, common sense info items. Envelopes must be marked workers' comp bid on the outside. I had stated in here an insurance agency may submit only one bid. Each bid may include no more than two proposals, option A and or option B. And then I've also put in here for your reflection that this may need to be amended or removed if our current agent is presenting more than one insurance proposal. Bidders are asked to solicit underwritten bids from no more than two insurance companies to prevent locking other agencies out of the marketplace and to ensure the competitiveness of the bid process. This, again, may need to be amended if you all choose to do so. Bids must be received on or before a certain time, office of the commission, or wherever that is, Linda, that we commonly do that. That may be your office, and I need to know that so that...
That's my office, and then we open it in here.
Okay. You'll help me with that language, and then I'll know how to draft that for future proposals. In order for the bids to receive consideration, the following specifications must be adhered to. The insurance carrier, hereinafter called carrier, must be licensed to do business in the state of Missouri. County reserves the right to accept quotes from a self-funded trust duly authorized to do business under Missouri statutes. Carriers must be rated by AM Best as an A- or better. Only exception to this is a self-insured association trust that specializes in municipalities. The insurance carrier must be specifically named in the bid where indicated. Bids will be signed by an authorized person representing the insurance agency for which the bid is submitted and who is a licensed resident producer properly filed with the Missouri State Division of Insurance. All of this is standard. The agency submitting the bid must carry errors and omissions insurance. A copy of the policy declaration page must be attached to the bid submission. I am suggesting that the insurance agency provide a list of county municipal clients as references, or any additional services provided by the agencies must be identified as fee-based or not to the county. Policies are to be written for 1 year, subject to annual adjustments. County may extend agreement up to 3 years. If I'm not mistaken, that's in compliance with Missouri law. Mm-hmm. County reserves the right to rebid prior to 3 years if deemed in the best interest of the county. The inception date of the policies will be April 1, 2011. County reserves the right to accept or reject any or all bids and to waive any irregularities in the bidding process. I've created a template, and that's included with what Linda has. Loss runs, have been, but will need to be ordered from our current carrier and will be forwarded to bidders in the next few days if not already received. That next few days, of course, will be from the time that we open this up. And if they say 28 days, then we need to adhere to that.
Linda, how fast could you turn this around? A couple days?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm thinking is if we, 1, 2, 3, 4, if we did 28 days starting on the 24th, I would like to have the bidders, the respondents, have an opportunity to come and present their business, say, on the 28th of March. That's a Monday. That gives us time to hear from the respondents.
Clarify for me what you mean by have them have the opportunity to come. Would they not do that on the day that the bids, we could have it the day that the bids are opened? Or?
Right, but there may be some specifics that we're not aware of. And it may be good, beneficial for us to hear the offering explained to us. That makes sense? Am I at?
Sure, does to me.
So, just, and they don't have to, but if they want to come and present, they could come in on the 28th of March. That way we could hear from them, and then we would still have time to award it and get it by April 1st.
What day are you suggesting that the bids be due then?
The 24th of March. That's 4 weeks from Thursday. We can go to the 25th, whatever you want to do.
25th, and then open them Monday, the 28th, the same day they're going to present, or do you want to open them the 25th?
I'm indifferent. Okay. I just want to make sure that if they want a chance, if they want to present, if they don't have to, if they don't want to, that's fine too, but if they want to, that we give an opportunity. Okay. The only reason I think back is that we've had our health guys did that last year. They presented to us to make sure we knew when we were switching.
Should we set time frames, or should I contact the companies for that Monday, the 28th, or we'll wait till we're a little closer?
You can wait a little closer and then get with Nikki on the schedule. Probably make it in the afternoon.
Hey, Jim, I apologize for being redundant. Run over for me again with what dates that you're suggesting.
If Linda can get out the bid the 24th, which is Thursday, or the 25th, either one of those dates, that they would be due back here March 24th or March 25th, which would be 4 weeks from now. And then if the vendors want to present, they could present on the 28th what they presented in the details. And then we would still have time to make a decision that week, because the first is Friday of April. That's just some suggestions.
Dixie, question for you. How much time do we need if, in fact, whether it's coming from the current broker who has placed the insurance, moving us to another company, or our selection of another company, what time transition do we need to, really, for workers' comp, probably not any, right? Okay, then I'm all right with that. Thank you, Dixie. Then I assume from these questions and statements that we are in agreement. I would accept a motion to go out for bids through an RFP.
With those dates?
With those dates in mind?
Because I didn't write the dates down.
What did you put down, Linda? Because
I've got the closing date of March the 25th at 3 p.m. That's a Friday. We'll open them Monday morning, March the 28th at 9 a.m.
Okay, so 25th you're going to. They're due at 3.
That's correct. I will have this bid put together Thursday the 24th and send it to the newspaper. It will come out in the newspaper Saturday the 26th.
Okay.
That's my deadline date is Thursday to get it in Friends and Daily.
Okay, and then the bids will be opened on 3/28 at 9 a.m.
Yes, sir.
And then on, if they want to present, it's 3/28 at 1 p.m. And then we will probably need to award it.
That's a Friday, correct?
Friday will be the closing date. March the 25th.
25th is March 28th.
I don't have anything on the calendar. I'm looking at the calendar here.
I don't have mine in front of me.
29th, 30th? If we truly don't have any extra time, I mean, extra issues, then I would say the 31st, we award it on the 31st at 9 a.m.
Does that present any problems with the expiring of the other contract? But it has to be.
What we want to make sure is that we don't have any lapse in coverage.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm.
It looks like the 30th, one, both, or all three of us may be in Jeff City. Not sure.
It's on the 30th.
Well, I guess it would be me. I'll be there because that's the board appointment of Springfield Regional Economic Partnership. I get to go to Jeff City on the 30th, so I won't be here on the 30th of March.
What day is the 30th?
Wednesday.
What's wrong with the 29th?
Nothing.
That's a good day.
He likes the 29th. Yeah, I don't show anything on our calendar. So you're saying the 29th.
Make a decision on the 29th at 9 a.m.?
Sure. Perfect.
Did you get that, Linda?
I did.
Is that in the form of a motion, Jim, for those dates?
Let me refresh them here with Linda again. The 25th of March, they're due at 3 p.m. The 28th at 9 a.m., we're going to open them. The 28th at 1 p.m., if anybody wants to present, they can at that time. And they'll set up a time through you. And then on the 29th of March, 9 a.m., we'll award the bid. All right. Yes, that's my motion, to authorize Linda to go out for RFP with those specific dates regarding workman's compensation for the county.
Second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded that the county will go out for an RFP for workers' compensation benefits, accepting bids by 3 p.m. on the 25th of March, opening said bids at 9 a.m. on March 28th, companies may be present for presentations at 1 p.m. on March 28th, and the bid will be awarded at 9 a.m. on the 29th of March. Any discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Would you make sure you get those dates to Nikki so she can put them on our calendars and get them on the agenda and things? Sir, you have 30 minutes if you want to talk about agenda, meeting process. Otherwise,
actually,
we can recess till 11.
I would appreciate a short recess.
Guys, just to mention that I believe we need to establish a work session or something for you to bring me up to speed on our lack of a nuisance ordinance.
Sometime
in the near future, guys.
A public hearing has to be, it doesn't have to be, but it was promised whenever it was initiated.
Why don't you all think about that on Thursday, and if there's a way that at least on Thursday we can talk about posting it for the future, let's do that. Is that all right?
Well, is it possible you could just give us a 30-minute briefing on the nuisance ordinance, where we got to?
Right now off the top of my head?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
On Thursday at 1 o'clock, could you do it?
Thursday? I thought we booked that up.
The morning's booked up, not the afternoon.
I can do that without a problem.
Thursday at 1?
Or whenever you want to do it.
No, that's
not right now. But
what I'm saying is if we post it that way, you could give us an update, and then we could deliberate on what we want to do going forward.
Right, because I can't really change anything unless I know what you want changed.
Correct. So
it would be great, and it would be informative for me to understand exactly what the ordinance is, what the intent of the commission when they established it, who it is that's been affected by it, what input we've had from the citizenry regarding it since it was established, the good, the bad, the ugly. And for my benefit, probably more than these gentlemen, I think it would be very, very helpful. And then it'll give us some sense of what direction to take. Is that all right?
Thank you, Mr. H. DeWitt.
Well, thank you, Mr. Eastwood.
All right, so 1 o'clock on Thursday, we'll have Bob give us his dissertation on the nuisance ordinance and the history of. I hope there's slides and, no, I'm joking.
PowerPoint presentation?
I want a PowerPoint presentation in triplicate.
Doesn't the IT have enough to do?
Oh, what the? Sorry. All right, I'll make sure it gets posted.
That's the financial statements at 1 o'clock, Don, is that right? Okay. Did you bring me a new copy of that by any chance? If you would do that, make us each a copy, and then that would also be something perhaps we could review before that time. Thank you. Gentlemen, I don't see that we have anything else on the agenda right now until, is it 11 o'clock is what you told me about mapping infrastructure?
That's when the people will be here, yeah, 11 o'clock. So.
Let's stand in recess until 11.
I noticed when I looked it up, the dates on the 2011 and